Cognitive Surplus, Creativity and Generosity in a Connected Age, by Clay Shirky, narrated by Kevin Foley, copyright 2010 by Clay Shirky. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Clay Shirky and Brockman Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Gin, Television, and Cognitive Surplus. In the 1720s, London was busy getting drunk, really drunk. The city was in the grips of a gin-drinking binge, largely driven by new arrivals from the countryside in search of work. The characteristics of gin were attractive, fermented with grain that could be bought locally, packing a kick greater than that of beer, and considerably less expensive than imported wine. Gin became a kind of anesthetic for the burgeoning population enduring profound new stresses of urban life. These stresses generated new behaviors, including what came to be called the gin craze. Gin pushcarts plied the streets of London. If you couldn't afford a whole glass, you could buy a gin-soaked rag, and flophouses did brisk business renting straw pallets by the hour if you needed to sleep off the effects. It was a kind of social lubricant for people suddenly tipped into an unfamiliar and often unforgiving life, keeping them from completely falling apart. Gin offered its consumers the ability to fall apart a little bit at a time. It was a collective bender at civic scale. The gin craze was a real event. Gin consumption rose dramatically in the early 1700s, even as consumption of beer and wine remained.